Background music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of the Our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program number 519 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We are coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 81 degrees here in central Minnesota and sunshine. And we have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Don Klossner. Donnie, how are you doing this morning?
Well, pretty fine. Doing great this morning.
Good. Yeah. Good to hear that. And Donnie, you're living, where do you make home yet? Are you still in New Ulm?
Well, yeah, just across the river from New Ulm.
There you go. And you've been there? Is that where you were born and raised, or where were you actually born and raised, Don?
Yeah, I guess you might say New Ulm. I was born in New Ulm at a local hospital.
Okay. All right. Grew up living on the farm or in town, or where were you? Where did you grow up?
I grew up on a farm. Yeah, I lived in the farm till I lived in the farm even after I started playing with the band. I still lived there for a while.
Oh, you did? Okay, very good. Now, who was your mom and dad?
My dad was Roland Klossner.
Okay.
And my mother was Eleanor. Her maiden name was Sackel. That's a German Bohemian name.
Okay.
But the Klossner name originated in Switzerland.
Oh, really? Okay. So a little bit of Swiss in you there.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay, very good. Brothers and sisters in the family? Were you the only child, or?
I have one brother.
You have one brother?
Yeah, he lives about a mile north of me here.
Oh, really? Okay, what is his name?
His name is Roger.
Okay, did he play any instruments at all?
Oh, not professionally. He fooled around with some instruments and played parties and things.
Sure.
But, never was that serious about it.
Okay. So how about mom and dad? Was there any music in them?
Yeah, my dad played the button box. That's how I got interested in it.
Oh, really?
I liked when he got the button box out and played it. It kind of mesmerized me. I liked to listen to him play.
Okay.
And then he'd let me fool around with it and try to play a tune and give me some pointers. But he said, if you want to learn to play music, he said, we'll get you a concertina. And because there's lots more music you can play on the concertina than on the button accordion.
Sure.
So as it turned out, when he went to grade school, he was friends of some Fritchies. And they were related to Fez Fritchie.
Okay.
In fact, the family lived a couple blocks from where I'm living right now.
Okay.
He was good friends of those folks. And one of them had a concertina that he was willing to sell. So my first concertina came from just a few blocks from where I'm living right now.
Oh, my goodness. And do you remember what it was for a concertina?
Yeah, it was a little double reed Lang concertina.
Oh, a Lang. Okay, yeah. Neat.
German made.
Yep, yep, yep. And since that time, there's been a few more, huh?
Yep. I played that one for quite a few years.
Okay.
Well, not really that long, I guess, but
mm-hmm.
Of course, kids always want something new.
Yeah.
So we went to Wenzel Fisher, was a big concertina dealer. He lived south of New Orleans.
Okay.
So my dad bought a brand new Star E flat concertina for me. Thereafter, I was already in high school by that time.
Okay. All right. And did you take music in high school, Don? Did you play any instruments at all?
You know, I tried some brass instruments for a while, but I just, at that time, I was not enough interested in it to pick it up and do a job.
Mm-hmm.
I started playing concertina. I took some lessons at the local music store, which at that time was Brown and Meidel Music Store.
Oh, yeah, and yeah.
Ray Meidel was the band instructor for various bands around town. I think one of the, like, Holy Trinity high school band and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that.
Sure.
But he said, when my dad talked to him about getting me concertina lessons, he says, well, he says, I don't play concertina, but he says, I could read the notes and I can tell you whether he's playing the right ones or not.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, so I took lessons for about 6-8 months. And after that, I just kept practicing and playing with anybody I could find that would listen to me play. And the rest is kind of history.
So how old were you when you started in with the Babe Wagner Band?
I was 19.
You were 19. So you had just graduated high school?
Probably a year or so earlier.
Really?
Playing with lots of little bands, you know, saloon bands we called them.
Sure, yep, yep. And that's kind of where you got your start and your name, your notoriety, huh?
Yeah, you know, actually, the first full-size band I played with was Elmer Scheid's band.
Oh, really?
And how that came about, after I was out of high school, a high school buddy of mine said, see, I got a job, he says, and we need help. And the job was at Wilford Brothers.
Okay.
They had an appliance and TV store in New Orleans, and actually the owners were brothers of Whoopi John.
Okay. Wow.
And I was working there. We were putting up TV antennas in the wintertime. We must have been nuts.
How bad?
Falling around on roofs and windmills and stuff, installing TV and this. But we did, you know. We were young, ambitious kids, and
yep.
We'd do anything for a buck.
Sure.
Then one day at work, the phone rings, and one of the Wilford guys says, Donnie's a call for you. It was Elmer Scheid. And Elmer says, Donnie, he says, I hear you're playing around town with these other musicians, and some of them play with me, and I hear some pretty good reports, but what I'm calling about, he says, I'm sicker than a dog, and my band's got a job to play tonight down at Hatfield, Minnesota, that's down by Pipestone.
Sure.
And he says, any chance that you could go along and just take my place and play? He said, I hear you play those tunes pretty well, and you could just go along and fill in for me.
Wow.
Well, of course, I was honored.
Yeah.
I wanted to play like Elmer Scheid in those days. You know?
Yeah.
All those young guys, so.
Yep.
So anyway, that was my first job with a big name band, because, you know, I knew all the guys in the band, like Romy Cayley.
Sure.
Al Reese, Freddie Fritchie. Well, Freddie Fritchie, he lived about a mile down the road from where I'm at right now.
Too. Wow.
Freddie Fritchie was a bass player. He played on the Babe Wagner Band and all the other bands around New Orleans.
Sure. Boy, that had to be a big thrill to be. I bet you just
was very exciting for a young guy that was just starting to play, to stand up there to play with the Elmer Side Band.
Yeah, and I'm sure you'd seen Elmer before, play before, so probably never dreamt that you'd be playing with the band yourself then, huh?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that was a big deal for me.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I did help out once or twice with Bruno Randles and the Jolly Brewers.
Okay.
When I think Christy was playing with them at the time.
Okay.
Of course, Christy was familiar with the playing that I was doing.
Sure.
So he couldn't make a job once, and I played with him. I think we played up at Schlieff's Little City that time.
Okay. Neat. So how did you come to be with the Babe Wagner Band? Did you apply for it, or did Swede come looking for you?
Well, here's what happened. Elmer was replaced on the Babe Wagner Band by a fellow by the name of Cliff Mathewitz.
Oh, yeah.
Moved down here from Milwaukee. In fact, he's had a little hiccup there. He moved here from Milwaukee, and he's on those recordings that they made, like the My Darling Waltz and Homemade Polka, and there's four tunes that they recorded. I believe it was a Polka Land label or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Cliff was a wonderful player. In fact, I took some lessons from Cliff.
You did? Wow.
He showed me the ins and outs of what to do on the left side of the concertina, which around New Orleans, they were a little lax on picking up what to do on the left side.
Uh-huh.
But Cliff was very versatile that way. He moved in from Milwaukee, and they played some modern stuff, so he had to work the left hand quite a bit.
Sure.
And so he showed me some pointers there. But, in fact, there's two tunes that Cliff gave to me that I kind of spread around New Orleans. One of them is the Three Yanks Polka.
Okay.
And the other one, well, we called it, and the original title is Cleveland Polka, but Elmer Scheid recorded it as One-Eyed Jack or something like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Those tunes filtered through me from Cliff Mathewitz, who brought them along from Milwaukee, which was a big influence for Slovenian style of music. That's what those tunes are.
Okay.
By the way, that's kind of a long-winded story of how I got on the Babe Wagner Band. But later on, through my affiliation with studying some stuff with Cliff Mathewitz, and just by being in New Orleans and some people knowing of me, Cliff came over here and played with the Babe Wagner Band for a few years. I don't know how long exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also a carpenter, see?
Okay.
So he wanted to get more into that, so he decided to, he played enough music because he could make more money than me being a carpenter or something. So anyway, he took this carpenter business, and later on he moved to California. But anyway, they needed a concertina player. So, of course, Swede was asking around, and he talked to, like, Romy Cayley and those guys and Cliff, and he said, well, I think you should call Donnie Klossner. I think he can play that music. So, and he reads the music. So, of course, that was a big help because Swede wrote arrangements and some pretty nice ones.
Yeah.
And I could read the concertina music, see?
Very good.
So I was, at the time, I was working with another school buddy of mine doing another hard job. We were doing asphalt shingles on farm barns and houses. And so I got a call from Swede one day and asked me if I'd come in. He wanted to talk to me about playing in the band. So, well, I said, sure. So I went in and we talked it over, and I played one or two jobs, and immediately I discovered that it's a lot easier playing in the band than carrying bundles of asphalt shingles up a ladder on the roof.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you know, I've known a few concertina players that have done laborious jobs, and it never, you know, carpentry and, like the Ray Dronald Band from Richmond that I played with for a number of years. Ray was in the pole barn building business, and boy, so often he'd come to a job with a black fingernail. You'd hit your nail, hit your finger, and that didn't kind of go with playing concertina, beating up your fingers, huh?
But to tell you one thing, a quick shoot on that story, is did you know Johnny Gogg's uncle Norbert?
No, I didn't.
Well, he was a very good concertina player, but he also learned, I think his first instrument was accordion, piano accordion.
Okay.
And he took up concertina, and he played in some very difficult keys. But he was a carpenter for years and years, and he had the crook of his fingers. They were always broken, and he never would go to the doctor. My God, it was just amazing that he could play, and he was a very good player. He played,
really?
He played wonderful.
Oh,
but,
my.
His fingers were pointed in every direction possible.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Don, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. And then we'll come back to you, if that's okay.
That's fine.
All righty. So, Cy here with greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market. Here's a thought for these hot days of summer. Why not whip up a batch of ground bologna? Just grind up a ring of bologna along with some dill pickles and stir in some salad dressing and chill. It's great on a piece of bread as a sandwich or served on a cracker as an hors d'oeuvre, along with your favorite ice-cold beverage. Whoa, I'm hungry for some now. Also, sweet corn is now in season, along with other fresh vegetables and produce at the St. Joe Meat Market. The brat of the week this week is another very popular brat, the smoked maple with wild rice brats. Stock up with plenty for when friends and family drop by. This week, you can come in and take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. This weekend, on Friday and Saturday, hosting and cooking at the Brat Sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market will be the St. Joe Snow Joe's Snowmobile Club. Come out and enjoy a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. And new at the St. Joe Meat Market are Cheese Witches. They are two slices of sandwich meat with a slice of cheese in between, vacuum package, ready to grab and go. They make a great snack for on the go, or you can put them between a slice of bread and have an instant sandwich. What a concept, huh? As always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. And we thank you, Don, for being our guest on the program. And you've been here before, so you know how it works. We've got that meat package frozen right now. Going to fire that out in the mail to you and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you?
That's wonderful. Always appreciate that, Cy.
Well, very good, very good. And as they say, you're still taking nourishment yet these days, huh? That's important. That is very important. So overall, how, I mean, I know the years are getting up there for both of us, but overall, your health pretty good these days? Are you getting around okay, or are you laid up a little bit, or how is things that you can share with the listeners?
Well, by all considerations, I guess I'm doing pretty good. I've had a few little bouts with some little minor surgeries and things, but I'm kind of on the mend right now, and things are going well. I can't complain. When you get to be my age, you don't complain about little aches and pains and stuff.
Yeah, nobody listens anyway, right?
You don't want to hear that.
Yeah. So you still playing once in a while? I know things are it's slimmer these days because there's just not the demand like there was back in the heydays. But do you get out yet on occasion? Just one-man band? Or what do you do these days, Don?
You know, I was playing. My good friend John Arshes and I had a two-piece thing, and we had a lot of good times with that. And then, of course, then COVID came along, and that we were playing the nursing homes and things like that. But then after that, I had some problems with arthritis and carpal tunnel, and my fingers are so right bad right now. I could play a little bit, but it hurts, you know.
Yeah.
If you've got to play in pain all the time, that really takes the fun out of it. So I haven't played in the last year or so now.
Okay.
I think the last job I played really was when we did the recreation of the Babe Wagner Band for the Minnesota Hall of Fame. at Turner Hall.
You know? Okay.
And that went very nice. It was a pleasure to do that. But like I say, my fingers hurt so bad.
Yeah.
And they're so darn stiff. It's really, I can play a little bit if I had to, but it just,
sure.
It just takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah, and the person, you know, when you think back, and I know I do the same thing at my age too, you think back when you were 10 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old. Boy, things really worked back then, didn't they?
Well, heck yes, yeah.
Yeah, it's just amazing. I mean, we should be happy or very thankful for still being alive, I guess, you know, because there's a lot of our peers, even younger than us, that are, you know, out there pushing daisies already, but and we're still here. But it is amazing how the body, you know, you've got that cycle, and you start out as a baby, you can't do a whole lot, and then you go through those good years there where you can just about take on the world, and then as we get older, we regress again, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, I just turned 89 here a couple of weeks ago. So.
Well, that's very good. And a couple of weeks ago, happy birthday to you, Don.
Thank you.
You bet. Yeah. Reminisce just a bit about the Wagner Band, some of those glory days. You just really, I mean, who was all on the band and what made you guys, what was so good?
You know, I'm having a little trouble with your phone. Seems awful distorted.
Okay.
I don't know. Try it again.
Okay. So I was just asking you if you can remember back who you played with the Babe Wagner Band those days as you went through. Who were some of the musicians?
Well, when I started on the band, I know the date. I think it was May 29th or something like that, 1955. At Fairmont at Interlochen Ballroom. And on the band at that time, on trumpets, of course, was Sweet Wagner, Harry Lernard, and on saxophones was Jack Lance, Dixie Frank, and on bass horn was Herb Moore. Everybody called him Herb Moore, but his name was really a Molter.
Okay.
With a T in there.
Okay.
Because he did run Moore's accordion band for a while.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
And on piano was Julie Leonard. That was Harry's wife, you know.
Okay.
And Julie was a daughter of Bill Helgut, who was one of the first concertina players on the Six Fat Dutchman.
Okay. Wow.
And whose sister was my first wife.
Okay. Wow. Uh-huh.
And on drums was a high school buddy of mine, Art Feemeyer. Everybody called him Feetsy.
Okay. Wow.
So that consisted, and of course myself.
Yeah.
So that consisted of what the personnel on the Babe Wagner Band the day I joined.
And you guys played a lot of jobs in those years, huh?
Yeah, well, heck, that was 5-6 nights a week.
Oh, wow.
And I was a little concerned when I joined the band, because I had to have Monday nights off. I was in the National Guard,
and
then I was gone for 2 weeks in the summer to camp, you know.
Sure.
But we were able to work around that, so. And it was a good time in my life, and I met a lot of nice people. I met a lot of great musicians who taught me everything I know about music, really.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, and those names that you mentioned, I recognize a few of them. Musicians almost were different back then. I mean, they were so passionate about their music. They knew how to phrase and how to play with dynamics, and it was just really a different time, huh?
Oh, it sure was, yeah. And they were so helpful. They kind of took me, under their wing, you know, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I really got interested in, I always wanted to write some arrangements because I had some ideas of things I wanted to do. So I started to write some arrangements for the Babe Wagner Band, and what a great place to experiment, because I'd pass out an arrangement for the job, and the guys would run through it, and then after that, some of the, like Swede or Lenny Wyvern, when he was on the band, the guys, they'd call me aside and say, well, that tune is all right, But here's what you could do to make it work a little better. And they'd give me all the corrections and pointers that I could do to improve on it, like the range of all the instruments. Don't write it any higher for this instrument or any lower for this instrument, and keep the harmony. So all these little pointers, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Neat. Well, then you guys got into recording, and you brought out this recording, Greetings from an Old Friend, and boy, that was a huge seller, huh?
That turned out pretty good. I recorded that myself at what's then the Klausner Ballroom. I took my little, it wasn't little, it was a good size recording machine out to the Klausner Ballroom. We set up two mics, and we spent the better part of a day out there recording those tunes.
Uh-huh. And, boy, I'll tell you, everybody I think that knows anything about polka music, concertina music, when they hear the name The Buttons and Bellows Landler, they immediately see Donnie Klausner. That was a huge hit for you, huh?
Well, I guess I appreciate that. I guess it was people always ask me to play that, at least.
So. Yep. It was just so classic. I mean, that was so good. And every song, there's 12 songs on there, and every one of them is recognizable. They were so good. That was just a great, great recording.
Yeah, I think, you know, especially since you got involved with it there and we redid it, and we made some little corrections in the recording techniques. And so I was very tickled and pleased with the way it turned out.
Absolutely. Yeah, and Jerry Menard got involved with that, and Jerry had some pointers, too, with reissuing it. And, well, you taught me something there. I mean, you said that the speed that it's recorded at could affect the pitch of the song. And so, like, when you tried to play along with the concertina to the recording, at first when we reissued it, it wasn't at the right speed. The Jaybird Polka and some of them, and they needed to adjust the speed on that, huh?
Yeah, that's correct, because, you know, in the old recording of recording system, 7 3/4 or whatever it was, you know, as you transfer from one machine to another, there's always a glitch in the, especially in the type of machines we were using.
Sure.
Nowadays, of course, everything is digital and perfect and pitch all the time. So
yep.
Anyway, we were able to correct some of that. And
well, good.
Give us some more wishes, I guess. So.
You bet. And that was kind of the beginning of the end when you recorded that one, huh? It was a couple more years probably, and then Swede folded the band?
Yeah, pretty much. I think that was 1961 or something like that, I'm guessing a little bit.
Sure.
But I think the band... 1969. So.
Okay. And but then you went on to play with several other bands. Did you start your own there, the Redbirds, for a while?
The Redbirds was a deal where I was giving some lessons at Brown's Music Store in New Orleans, and Bill came to me one day and he says, "Say, there's a guy in here, he's got time off this winter. He's a construction worker from St. Peter. He'd like to just get some concertina lessons." And here it was, Lee Ganson, his name was.
Mm-hmm.
And he was from St. Peter. He worked for Comat Construction over there. And we got to be the best of friends, you know. So he'd come in there, and I'd try to give him pointers and playing concertina and so forth. Well, he had some stepchildren who he wanted to get to learn more music. So anyway, I just kind of gave those kids some ideas of what to do and so forth. Well, he took it one step further. He organized a little band and called it the Redbirds.
Okay.
And I had that 1 year off. I didn't have much going on. So he said, "Why don't you come play with us?" So I did. So he called it Don Klausner and the Redbirds. So,
okay.
An automatic band there for a while.
Okay, so that's the rest of the story there. Then you did a stint with Cactus there, huh? Cactus and the Jolly Brewers?
Oh, yeah. In fact, we made quite a few recordings there with Cactus and the Jolly Brewers.
Yeah.
And some of those are actually arrangements from the Babe Wagner Band, because when the band quit, the Wagner family still had the library, you know.
Okay.
So Ruth, after Sweet passed away, Ruth didn't know what to do with it, so she gave me the library.
Okay.
And then I redid a bunch of it, cleaned it up, and rewrote some things. And anyway, the story there, I guess you know as well as I do, that Jerry Minar now has the library.
Yeah.
I had to deal with we were bartering things.
Sure.
Because I really had no use for a library for an 8-piece band at this time of my life, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And there's a lot of good libraries out there of the big bands, and somebody's hanging on to each one. And I know I've talked to a few of the fellows. They really don't know why, because it's not likely that they're really ever going to play those. The times are just different than they were back then. Isn't that so?
I guess so. Doesn't the fellow up your way have a Fez Fritchie's library?
Yeah, Jay Patterson has got that over there in Waite Park, Minnesota. And I don't think Jay has ever, played with it with anybody, but he's so looked up to Fez, and so when he had the opportunity to acquire it, he did.
Sure, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Don, our time is about run out. Oh, I could just listen to you tell about those years. I could just spend the whole afternoon. It's just so much fun listening to you. But we want to save a little time to play some music by the Babe Wagner Band. So with that, we're going to let you run. Want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. And like I've told you in the past, the good Lord willing that you and I are still here down the road, we'll do this thing again. How's that, Don?
Sounds great, Si. Thank you for calling me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, Don. Have a great afternoon. If you want to hang on, I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. All right?
Fine.
All righty. And there he goes, Donnie Klostner, our 519th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Babe Wagner Band in just moments. Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up right there, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 519th edition of our Musicians Come and Play. Donnie Klostner, our guest, and I've had Donnie on the program several times over the years. What a class act. I mean, he is just so, so good. Just a beautiful personality and a great concertina player. back in the day when I was taking concertina lessons, that's the concertina player that I looked up to. That's who I wanted to be like, Donnie Klosner. Well, we're going to get into music by the Babe Wagner Band, featuring Donnie Klosner on the concertina. And right now, we're going to start out with music off of his latest recording there with the Wagner Band. And it's Greetings from an Old Friend. And this one is called the Putzig Polka. Music for you there by the Babe Wagner Band featuring Donnie Klosner on the concertina. And again, that one called the Putzig Polka. Boy, this CD is just full of great numbers. Here's another one, a nice waltz tune. And this one is called the Spring Flower Waltz, the Babe Wagner Orchestra. Thank you. Donnie Klausner and the Babe Wagner Orchestra, one called the Spring Flower Waltz. 25 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 82 degrees here in central Minnesota in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie texting me some information yesterday, and she says, "Happy hot Saturday." Yes, it was a hot day yesterday. And here's the fall scoop from Jeannie B's Tours. So it is time to finalize any autumn travel plans. There are seats available on the September 29th Scenic Celebration Mississippi River Cruise that includes beautiful historic Galena, Illinois, or the fun-filled Haasfest in Minot, North Dakota, departing on September 24th. Call now to reserve seats on the November 17th Music, Mountains, and Mistletoe Christmas in Branson. You can enjoy six festive holidays, six awesome shows, 10 meals, holiday prizes and treats, and sightseeing of Branson's hidden gems. The Holidays in the Ozarks with Jeannie B's Tours is a trip to remember. So call 320-345-1581 for details about any of these tours. Maybe you would like to visit with Jeannie B at the meet and greets this week. She will be at the Avon Cafe on Thursday, August 1st, from 9 till 10, Sal's Bar and Grill from 1 until 2 on the 1st. Get all your tour questions answered. On Friday, August 2nd, Jeannie B's will be at the Tutti Frutti Kitchen in Sauk Center from 8:30 until 10, and the Travelers Inn downtown Alexandria from 1 until 2 on August 2nd. Check out the daycations, train and boat tours, orchards, wineries, and musical shows that are all on the schedule from now until the holidays. Check your calendar, gather your friends and family, and call Jeannie B's Tours. Once again, 320-345-1581 to book your fall getaways. As Jeannie likes to say, seeing is believing. Remember. And yes, just a great tour company to travel with. And we're looking forward to our upcoming trip with Jeannie. We'll be leaving on the 27th of August. So just a month from yesterday. So looking very much forward to that as we travel with Jeannie out to Deadwood, South Dakota, and then Medora. It should be a fun time. You bet. Look forward to that. Again, Jeannie B's Tours proudly bringing us our musical treat for Ken Dancing Feet here on KASM. Great sponsor. 27 minutes coming up on 28 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 82 degrees here in central Minnesota. The music continues with the Babe Wagner Orchestra featuring Donnie Klausner on the concertina. And here's a nice polka tune Donnie really was proud of. It's one called the Jaybirds Polka. Babe Wagner Band with one called the Jaybirds Polka. Here's a nice Landler tune featuring Donnie on the concertina, and it's one called The Old Timer's Landler. The Babe Wagner Orchestra, great tune there, one called The Old Timer's Landler. 28 minutes now before the hour, 1 o'clock in, the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, and Kevin is located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Now, the Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower, and it helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. They're so easy to operate, those zero-turn lawnmowers, and fun to ride. Just a very nice operating machine. Kevin still has a nice inventory of brand-new Hustlers on hand, so check them out first chance you get. Of course, Kevin does repair work in all makes and models. He can change your lubricants, belts, and hoses, sharpen your blades. Kevin also accepts trades. He'll make you a sweet deal on your present lawnmower. As always, for more information, give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459. Now, Kevin also took on that Eagle brand 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment, and he has handheld blowers and backpack blowers, chainsaws and pole saws, self-propelled lawnmowers, and more, and they're all powered by that 56-volt lithium battery. Again, give Kevin a call at 320-363-7459, and that's Kevin's Countryside as he brings us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 26 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 82 our temperature here in Albany. More music on the way with the Babe Wagner Band. And here's a nice concertina solo with Donnie on the concertina, one called Andy's Polka. Thank you. Babe Wagner Band featuring Donnie Klossner on the concertina solo there, one called Andy's Polka. 23 minutes now before the hour, 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 82 degrees here in central Minnesota. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And we're going to do that with another selection off of this recording. It's probably Donnie's signature song, as I had said in the interview. One called The Buttons and Bellows Landler, featuring Donnie Klossner on the concertina. Oh, my goodness, and our CD player does not like that. A little skip in the glitch there. So we'll have to go to a different song and wrap up our musical treat for Dancing Feet with that. So with that, we're going to do one called The Westphalia Waltz, the Babe Wagner Orchestra. The Babe Wagner Band with the Westphalia Waltz, wrapping up our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 20 minutes now before the hour, 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 83 degrees here in central Minnesota.